talk to all of our manufacturers. Blinkers are to be ripped from every fucking car in Houston because nobody uses them. Nobody fucking uses them! God damn it! You know what's funny is I've got bronchitis. Yeah. I can barely speak.
Well, I'm putting on my Afghan.
Well, let me scream and yell!
I've got my ninja mask on!
Good God, dude, my retina's detached and I am like hallucinating.
Hey, you know what?
Awesome.
I think Anchor listened to us. Remember when I said if you'll flick your thumb up, it'll lock it? Yeah. They've added that feature.
Oh!
That's cool.
Anchor, you're the shit.
They did. They added it.
That's awesome, dude.
That is pretty cool.
I know. Don't turn.
We are the trailblazers of Anchor. There's some other shows out there, and I'm sure there's some good ones, but we have put in our time. We have done over 25 episodes with Anchor as our partner. I am beyond.
It doesn't seem that many, and I guess that's the way I look at it.
It seems like
25, like it's our centennial. I don't care. I mean, 25 seems so low.
You know what? Drop the flag. Thumbs up. Members-only jackets. We did it, America.
Shouldn't it be more like... I mean, when we hit our 50 or 100th, I would say that...
No, I think 25 is a good milestone. If most people would start podcasts, quit before they even get to 10 episodes.
Well, we've made it to 4. Yeah. All right, and then that's it.
And then you don't hear from them for like 6 months, and then they get a wild hair up their ass, and they want to do it again. Huh. You know? I hate that saying.
But we've had real consistency, though.
Well,
the airlock is open.
Yeah, 25, but you got to imagine, at most, we probably, I guess I would say, if there's one podcast a day, that's only 5 weeks. It feels like we've been doing it longer than 5 weeks.
Have.
Oh, I know why.
It's because you're stringing them together.
Yes, that's
why. 5 minute increments and you've made them into 25.
It's this. Remember the times that I forgot to actually put the episode out and I strung like 3 days worth of content together?
I will not accept that, sir. I cannot believe you would forget anything.
What I'm telling you is we're actually a lot higher than 25 episodes because there were days that I did 3 packs, like 3 days packed into one episode. So
we are.
We're probably at least closer to 40. I think we're a lot closer to 40 than we think. Now, strangely, it looks like we don't get 5 minute segments anymore because we're almost to 3 minute segments. I wonder why they did that.
Or could it just be that you don't know how to use their new app?
It could be I don't know how to use the new app, but I'm learning. I am learning. I am your student. You are the teacher, and
slow learning process.
I will be your father figure. Oh, Lord. Put your tiny head in mine. Who sang that?
That was
come on.
Boy George.
No, it was not.
Oh, yeah,
you
sorry,
idiot.
God, dog.
God, dog. George Michael! God damn it!
With Wham. I don't know
if it was. No, it wasn't with Wham. It was when he went solo, bro, and he broke it off.
Well, he sure did. He broke it off
that guy.
Into some guy.
Yep, and off he went.
And that was his father figure.
Oh, and it's still going. It says three minutes. It's still allowing us to go.
You can put your tiny little hand in mine.
That's right.
I feel very reticent.
It's very hot in here.
Well, sir, it's my honor.
Sir, going right out the window.
Well, no, that's my patience.
Oh, the patience goes out the window. The ire elevates the temperature.
That's correct. The ire is a temperature-based measurement.
Right, because it's heat, it's anger.
Thank you. Exactly. And then
it's viscous.
Well, it can be, sir.
A high viscosity.
It can be slippery when wet, I suppose.
That's what Bon Jovi said. I think.
They would know.
Was that Bon Jovi or Skid Row? I can't remember. I think it was Skid Row.
Where we're going.
It doesn't matter. Right up Skid Row. You got to make a right up here.
I'm trying to.
And try not to knock the front end of that fucking vacuous idiot.
I'm going to pull out in the middle of the intersection and just.
Ow, I know!
Is this too far?
Now, this is interesting. Did they add more than 5 minutes? Because look at the recording time. You see the bar up top?
Is it like 40 minutes?
I think maybe we can just record now. We don't actually have to do the stopping. Although, I think it's probably better that we do.
The question is then. Well, it's not only that, but don't you have to add the bumper music in? Don't you have to put...
It's like if you stop recording, then instead of doing all of your editing at the end, it looks like it's trying to get you to do it as you're building it, which may slow you down if you're like right in the middle of a really good podcast, you know, conversation. So we'll see. We'll give you our feedback on it.
Yeah.
But I do like the issue with locking the record in place because there's been so many times that Tony and I have been having like podcast gold and my stupid errant thumb will have shut off the recording feature or whatever. Why are you doing this?
Well, I agree with the...
Where are you going?
When you said stupid. You wanted to go to McAllister's and McAllister's is right
there. Oh, I thought we were going to go to our Nukes or whatever.
Okay, but you said McAllister's.
Well, McAllister's is great. I like McAllister's. We're going to Nukes.
I guess we're going to McAllister's, man.
Oh, sir.
Can you put 3 inches more mayonnaise on this?
All right, just go to Nukes. But you know why? Because Nukes, I think they still have the tomato soup there. I will go to Nukes. I won't force you to go to McAllister's.
It's fine.
Good. I mean, let's go to McAllister's.
Great. Well, it's packed.
Oh, well, there's no parking.
I think that's great. We'll just sit
I don't really want to stand in line.
No, let's stand in line with all the 80-year-olds and find out what they're having for brunch or for lunch.
Harold, you know tuna gives you gas.
I can't eat the mashed
God, there's nowhere
potatoes.
To even park.
But, sir, this is what your dream. We are making your dream a reality.
No, we're not. This is more of a nightmare.
Oh, I love this, sir. Nowhere to park.
Let's just go get some juice.
Let's just juice it up, sir.
We are juicing. We're not eating here. We're now going to Nukes.
Oh, sir.
It's not worth the walk.
Oh.
Bless you. Yeah, speed bump!
I thought that place was dead. I thought that was closed.
It is closed. There's no one there. Go to Nukes, dude. We're not going
to
do this ridiculous.
Nukes and there'll be nothing but
well, now,
children.
Because you've been making a giant U-turn.
It's all my fault.
Well, you might as well be Toyota Corolla driver.
Touché, sir.
How dare you?
No, you I deserve that.
Go. Where are you going? Oh, I know.
Well, as all of these cars are just flying across the parking lot, and my life feels in danger. Let's just fucking throw caution to the wind,
and just rip roar right through here.
Let's see if we can die.
Yes! God, there's always
great
in the way.
90-year-old. Well, he's gonna stop right here because oh, look, Jim.
Maybe I can cram this big ass truck into this little ass space, Jim. Oh, well, fuck them. We're
no
parking right here.
And customers and employees only.
Well,
I guess we're not parking here.
No.
It would be my...
No trespassing.
It would be my... See, I would be the one that would get towed. Is that my car? Yes, it is. Well,
Well, there goes the studio.
The studio is
gone. It's been
and
commandeered,
here,
sir.
Why don't you find your plunger and move it?
No.
That's
not right. And you know it's not right.
It felt so good though.
But it feels so
right. It feels so good.
Feels so good. Well, I guess we should.
How many minutes do we have left, sir?
We'll see. Now they've changed the new feature. We're like 7 minutes in recording. So that's pretty cool.
So I guess we could ostensibly do a 15-minute.
If you have the content. But I bet it's going to screw up the whole flow of everything. So you know what? We're going to pause it here and eat, and we'll see you in a few. And we locked down the record button. Where are we?
Right here.
Oh, in the parking lot. Here we are.
The studio's right here.
Oh, I know it is. It's kind of chilly outside. Yeah, you're damn right. You know, you'd think a podcaster of my caliber could at least enjoy a clean studio.
Of your caliber.
That's right. Of my caliber. That's right. I deserve the best, and I'm going to get the best. Versace, 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 Versace.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. It's a rap song.
I thought Versace was a...
It's a clothing brand, but the rappers talk about Versace, and that's like... If you,
why? Because he was murdered?
No. 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 If you're wearing Versace, that means you got
guap, son. You a double G.
No, it's not a double G, sir. I don't know what that is.
It's a double gangster. It's a...
No, there's not a gangster
okay,
gangster.
Okay, what's a real G? You're a real G. How about that?
I don't think I can talk urban subject matter with you anymore. Well, cough it up, sir.
Is that what you're calling an urban?
I don't know.
It's an urban matter. I'm feeling quite distressed.
Well, good. Then my calculated strategy is working. I've got heartburn like you wouldn't believe.
Sir. That's horrible.
Sir.
Huh, heartburn. Well,
maybe it might have been that gallon of tomato soup I just devoured.
Probably. God, but you know, sir.
Stomach is on fire.
That tomato.
Well, it is fire roasted.
I see what you did there. You know.
I know what you're going to say. I already know. Is it going to be Taco Bell or Taco Bell breakfast? What is
I don't understand. It's so confusing.
Either. Why would you bring that much attention to breakfast on your Taco Bell
sign? Right. Why? You know.
Simmer down. Simmer down. Simmer down.
Pancake house.
Sushi. Dinner.
With steak. I mean, I don't. You know, what the fuck?
Oh, that didn't require the F word.
Sir. Let me redact that. I am sorry.
I wish our sensitive listeners.
Our sensitive listeners.
Our sensitive livers.
I mean, I'm so sorry.
That comes off as is disingenuous.
It was disingenuous.
It's a try hard. It's not.
I didn't even try. How do you say a... Oh, I've done it again, haven't I, sir? Have you paused it?
I don't even know. I think maybe my phone died.
No, it's still going, sir. It's going strong,
Just going strong, sir.
You know, like a thoroughbred.
What's the word I used in our... Reverbating? Was that the word that used to get on your nerves? You're saying that a lot.
Reverbation?
Reverbation. Reverbating. Like a drum. Like the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, like
bunny.
Reverberating.
Reverbating.
Reverberating.
No.
Reverbating.
I don't know.
Reverbating sounds... A little...
Phallic?
Well... Yeah.
Moving on... to more appropriate subject matters.
Oh, right. Let's talk
Since we are so appropriate.
We are.
God, I'm gonna barf. I just want to throw myself onto a sword and just be done with it.
You know what I don't understand? And I've said this before.
Don't do the serial killer bit.
Yes! Where are the fucking serial killers? God damn it! I'm right here.
I'm naive.
I'm, you know... I'm not the worst looking guy in the world. Somebody... Chop me up into and put me in their freezer.
And little, just what use me is, for a gravy somewhere. God,
sir.
Just.
That's interesting, a gravy.
Giblets of Tony with.
It would be a.
I don't know, a nice muscadine jelly and.
Muscadine jelly. Huh.
I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. Muscadine.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. What are you having?
I guess.
I knew it. Flat white.
I was thinking about a caramel macchiato.
Maybe you should.
Well, maybe you should.
I already did this morning.
Oh, shut up, Snap. What?
I did. Yep.
So you fucking cheated on me.
I did. I cheat on you every morning.
I hate you.
I'm sorry, but give me just one moment. All right.
Lightly sweet chai tea latte.
Give me the lunchtime growl, sir. Is this like the daytime chew?
Ugh.
I hated that show.
I wish it would just go off the air.
Didn't
Mario Batali, I don't think is on there anymore.
No,
but
because he got
that vacuous lady with the glasses on there.
Oh, God. No, that one's horrible. I just want to slap her.
I do, too.
Oh, sir. You want to do more?
No. I don't condone physical violence.
Can I get a grande macchiato? Caramel macchiato? Hot, please, with an extra shot.
I'll have a tall caramel macchiato with an extra shot.
And I'm going to do the same thing, but a tall as well.
Okay, so I've got a tall caramel macchiato hot.
Extra shot.
Extra shot of espresso?
Yep.
Okay.
Starbucks. No.
I think that's it.
Okay, it's
going to
be 1093. I will see you
smooth, bold, rich coffee drinks. Starbucks.
Just wasn't really a big fan of... Oh.
God damn it, you fucked the commercial.
Well, sir, because...
How are we ever going to get sponsored if you can't remember to do your bit?
Truthfully, sir, her customer service was a little wanting.
Was it lacking?
Yeah. It felt very... Remember when you said that I was forcing it?
A try hard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get for you today? Does not sound very empowerment. Enthusiastic
it does not sound very empowerment. No, it's good.
I can see why.
Oh my god, if this podcast had eyeballs. I think you should go inside and buy us a
No.
No, not that, sir. I'm talking about Best Buy. I think you should go inside and buy us a video camera for the dash.
Hey. Oh, you think so? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go do that. Let's get that taken care of. A dash cam.
Yes, sir.
You buy it. I do all the work.
How much was it?
$14.93.
$93.
Oh,
good. I have $13 still.
Well, then that means it'll qualify. Oh, you have a free drink.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I'll get it next time.
Oh, I know, sir. You owe her another...
I'll take it this time.
You owe her another $8.40. I don't understand what
It says before you scan, tell your baristas you'd like to use your star.
I told you to do that.
Whatever. I owe her more money. More money.
Just let me take care of that.
What's weird is that it said $13.
Can you use your star?
Just, you can take it out of that. That's fine.
Okay, so... Oh, sorry.
So
it was
his
only a $10...
So it'd be $8.
And so I went back on
the And then you drop the two, and then you carry the one.
Or did you want to reload?
And then do you want to reload? Or you can just use the stars.
Well, it still says now I only have 253 on there, so...
What a clusterfuck.
I had to take care of all of it.
I'm totally fucking with Tony right now.
I put it... Okay, so what happened?
So they should go...
not have enough for it all.
Originally.
And it said you owed, like, 8 and change.
Correct.
So I just canceled it.
What is going on?
And then use your star.
Tony's looking at me.
So I went back on your card, which is probably why it now says...
What does it say now? Does it say 12?
It doesn't. It's not the back of my card. It only shows
my glasses, sir. Please.
Excuse my money, please, and let's go. I ain't got time for this today.
Tony's getting crunk.
Yeah. Let's just...
Starbucks. Do you think we'll ever get invited on the Jimmy Fallon show?
I hope not. I'm sure I'll have some things to say. Jimmy might not like me.
If you went on a talk show, would you prefer to go on Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Butler?
907 is your change.
Thank you.
If you could choose between the two.
I don't. How in the fuck do you fuck up at $13 and then give me $3 back and then tell me I owe it?
Total 13. I put zero back on your card. Now give me 13.
Yeah.
$26. I think I'm done. I'm gonna piss my pants.
Thank you. Please move, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
We're gonna check the math on this.
Sir.
Tony's about to lose his shit.
I mean, I'm usually always nice, but this is. Like...
I don't got time for this. Just take this cash. I gotta. Hey, why is it so fucking hot in here? So, would you go on the Jimmy Fallon show or the Jimmy Kimmel show?
The roasted red pepper.
Oh, thank you.
What a clusterfuck. God, Starbucks. What kind of training are we doing over here on the 290 store?
Now, listen. She tells me it's $10.
All right.
I have 13-something on my card.
Right.
She tells me I owe her 8 more after she's run my card. I look at the card. I no longer have 16. I have $2.35. She says, well, I put it back on the card for you. Well, where the fuck is it?
Well, do you want to use the stars?
Now, do you want to use a star?
I want
my
fucking
my coffee,
money back.
And I want my...
Holy shit. Wow. And then you say, just take it out of the cash. I don't got time for this.
Yeah, I'm done. I mean, she, you know, I don't need to.
Okay, so you want to pay $26 for the coffee? Sure.
Fuck it.
And I'll buy the bitches stuff.
Maybe $7 back. So Starbucks made probably a profit of $25 off me for
a cup of milk.
And then said, yeah, it'll show up on your card someday.
Oh, I know it will.
Fuck you. You know what? That Starbucks is off the list.
But that, you know what? That's what we get. We shouldn't go there anymore. We should go to the new one
We're done with that one.
We're so sorry, Highway 6. We love you guys.
Fat-fingered Sally. She can fuck somebody else's shit up.
Sally?
God.
With the purple hair.
When the arm came out. And the arm was bigger than me. I knew there might be some kind of...
Boshuda. Panta Pudu.
Look, I just want my coffee.
God,
fucking
shit.
Stupid. After all that, I'm sure that two little grandes cost me
$25. Oh, fuck.
I don't have any stars left, and I have $2 left on my card. No cash. But that's great. Fucking Starbucks. You got it, baby.
Next time you pull out the app, your free drink will be gone.
Oh, yeah, it'll be gone. I'm sure Donna's brother on. She had to fuel that bad boy.
Holy shit. That's too damn disappointing and funny.
Yeah.
It's hot in here.
That's my ire. Right?
That's my ire.
It starts to get...
I'm raising the temperature.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Well, where's the Tylenol? God almighty. Yeah. Jesus, take the wheel.
Something.
Man, this is just... God, it is hot in here. Son of a bitch, your ire is burning me!
Fuck! That girl pissed me off.
Yes, we got the red pepper egg bites.
Now, I don't want those. I just want a coffee.
I wasn't asking about that. Hey, you know what? What's speaking of, pretty
yes,
cool.
Sir. Yes.
My wife was taking the boys to school.
My wife.
Uh-huh. Was taking the boys to school.
Yeah.
And the person in front of her bought all of their breakfast.
Whoa.
You know, like the Starbucks thing?
They paid it forward.
Yeah. They paid for four bacon Goudas. And damn. Like two or three chocolate milks. That damn. Had to be at least $28 or $30.
Yeah, something like that.
That's a ton of money.
Wow. Now, was it somebody you knew? Was it like Mima or something?
No.
So it wasn't any relative?
No. Jennifer was like, oh my gosh. And I guess, you know, Jennifer paid for the person behind her.
Which was like a $3 thing,
yeah,
probably.
I'll have a tall,
like a glass of water and a napkin, please. How much are those green plunger things? 10 cents?
Oh. Yeah, so some person, you know.
Wow, that's very cool.
That
man.
Is really cool, whoever you are out there. Thank you for buying my family breakfast.
Yeah,
that's
really
amazing. It gives me hope that there's still some good in humanity left.
There is good in humanity. You know? I mean,
And then there's vacuous twats like that, like that lady at Starbucks.
Well, my feeling is if you're having that much of a problem at the cash register, maybe that's not the skill set you should be using.
Let's start with something simple, like maybe trash and table cleanup.
There you go.
Like a busboy.
Or, you know, can I take that for you, sir? Oh, right. Oh, you're not finished? Okay, good. Would you like I'd get you a take home.
Or maybe you could check inventory.
There you go.
Like,
you
okay,
know,
well, we need some more Keurig cups, because God knows
absolutely.
I don't ever have those
or maybe
stock
those
when I want them.
Green plunger things are missing, and we need... Or maybe they're... Maybe the biscotti that one client likes, or what are those things that you like?
The petite vanilla scones.
Yeah,
boy, those are great.
You know, and you'd be like, you know, somebody should get...
I do love those Starbucks.
And fucking order some. You know, instead of being vacuous behind the...
You know, the title of this podcast, or the segment prior, was Tony Returns. And we haven't
maybe
podcasted in a couple of days.
Sally.
Oh, Fat Finger Sally. But Tony is back. Tony was feeling under the weather. And I think Tony kind of fell ill the same way that I did the week before. Remember that day I left at like 3 o'clock?
Not
and
yet.
I went home and went to bed. And I woke up like that night at like 9 or 10 o'clock.
Right.
I was so run down. But hopefully we're both getting
eyes.
Back on the... Yeah, they look
they're
a little sunken in. Yeah.
They're all... Tui said, oh, you look really good today. And I was like, oh, well, thank you, sir. What a great thing.
You know,
to
the emaciated face. And what are we doing here? Okay, so are we parking next to me? Okay, what are we doing, guy?
Well, he's texting. Hopefully he's not here for an interview or a job because he's already... I've already fucking...
Hey, because I'm going to ring it into Tim.
I'm done.
Do not hire this fucking guy.
God. That fucker's gone. He's not even... No, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's not bronchitis because I continue to cough.
No, I just think it's something that's going
But whatever on. It was awful, and I'm still coughing. I get into these deep coughs.
Yeah.
Where
they rattle your chest.
Like you said, that it... I almost hallucinate. I feel almost this giddiness.
Yeah.
Where I get this feeling in my head where I'm like detached, and then these sparkles, all these little lights flash.
That's
and
the
And you
retina,
said that's
sir.
Your retina.
It is the
detaching
retina.
Because I cough so hard.
It's the retina tugging because you're coughing so hard.
God.
And that's what causes
And it's just
sparks.
Like all sparkly
oh, yeah.
and...
Eventually, you'll cough so hard that the retina will detach. And then you have to do what my grandmother did, and they actually inject like a bubble into your eye. And then you have to lay down for like a week. Like, you can't, the only thing you can get up is to like go to the bathroom, and you got to keep your head down.
Whoa.
Because the bubble rises up and it pushes the back of the eye against the retina,
oh,
and then it regrows
whoa.
Onto it. Yeah. My grandma had that done because her eye completely detached.
Because she sneezed so hard? So hard?
Yeah, she was coughing and went in a coughing fit and she saw like those... And it's like... And I've seen it before because I've done it from like bending over and tying my shoe and raise up real quick and it's the
they're
tugging
little,
of your retina. It's the brightest bright you've ever
like
seen.
They're like stars or like almost like flash bulbs going off.
Yes.
But they're like more minute and they're just like...
Yeah, they're tiny.
They're everywhere.
Yes, but they're super bright. Yes. It's like you can't even explain how bright it is. It's
really,
like Jesus bright, sir.
I haven't really thought about it that
Aren't
way.
They? They're like super bright.
Hmm.
Mine were like golden silver, like ultra bright.
Oh, gold.
Like
mine
almost
are just clear
like,
white.
Like almost, no.
Mine are like white, like little starbursts.
Yeah.
White, like
Like a welder. You ever looked at a welder's torch? You know, you're not supposed to look at it because it can blind you.
Right.
It's kind of like that. It's like that bright.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, pssst, or whatever. Anyway, there's a public service announcement. Take care of your eyes. Go to the eye doctor. Have your retinas checked at least once a year. It's a good idea to do that.
And for God's sake, stay the hell away from that Starbucks on 290 and whatever the hell it is. I love you, Starbucks, but that you got to do better on that store, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, come on.
All right, we'll see you in the next segment.
All right, bye.